It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal weekly. On the show with us this week, Sepultura singer Derek Green. How are you?
Hey, Jackie. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for being on the show. Lots going on, of course. Let's talk about Quadra. It was released just before the pandemic shut down the world. How will being dormant affect that music when it finally comes to life on stage this year?
Well, we shall see. I mean, it's interesting because people really have had enough time, I think more than enough time to listen to the album. So I'm curious to see the response of the audience once we are able to do those songs live. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it will be a great response. A lot of people are excited about the release of the album. And, you know, I hope we can have that momentum on stage as well, you know, if not more.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Derek Green of Sepultura with us. We were talking about Quadra just now, so I thought I'd play the first track, Isolation, on Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Derek Green of Sepultura on the show with us this week. Let's talk about Sepulquarta. It's an album of collaborations recorded throughout the pandemic. How did the unique experience of performing remotely actually enhance these tracks?
Well, the idea came about because we had released Quadra and we wanted to keep in touch with our fan base and also keep in touch as a band. We didn't know how long the entire lockdown would go on and everything. So what we did was we had a meeting point every Wednesday, and it started off with just the band ourselves communicating with each other, talking online, and then jamming one Sepultura song. It grew into having guests come on, other artists come on, friends of ours, and doing Sepultura songs. Then it grew to having other guests appear who were part of different organizations, from Sea Shepherd to people suffering with depression. I mean, actual where people could get help. And so it really grew into something much bigger than we possibly could have imagined. And from those recordings that we had of jamming with guests and people that we had on, we decided to make an album from that. And what was great about that was that everybody being in their own home recording and just being really loose, you know, just really being super relaxed and almost coming out in a type of garage days type scenario where it's just like jamming with your friends in a garage, you know, where there's no emphasis on miking up everything. And it just came out very raw and very real. And what's great about it is that this positivity that happened really kept a lot of us united and gave us something to look forward to every Wednesday. So I think you have that feeling in those songs, you know, that all of those things that I just mentioned, like that combination, made it very unique, all the songs.
Derek Green of Sepultura with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this evening, music from Slayer, Judas Priest, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week coming up later on in the evening. Up next, we'll hear from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. We'll also have Derek pick music. It's all on the way. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie. Sepultura singer Derek Green is my guest on the show this week. And Sepul Nation, the studio albums 1998 to 2009, is a new box set that highlights your first decade with Sepultura. What does the chronology of those albums reflect about your growth as a vocalist and as a person?
I think it's really important that everyone has access to the entire history of Sepultura. I know there's been a lot of different changes that have happened, but that's a part of the history and what makes it so magical, and the fact that we're still around today. When I joined the band, there was definitely a mission for myself and the band to really evolve as musicians and really to grow together as bandmates, and touring and being in the studio and being with different producers, being in certain scenarios around the world have added to that growth. And I think you can really hear that in the changes that are happening within the band. It's been an aspect of the band to really create albums that don't sound the same. So this was something that was very natural that happened. But like I said, joining the band, they already had developed a very strong history. And so I needed my time to do that. And I think with this box set, you can really hear that, the evolution and the togetherness that happened over time. And I think every album is super important to show the growth and to show how important it was, how each album was significant into having us be at the point that we're at today.
Sepultura singer Derek Green with us. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Music from Judas Priest, Slayer. More with Derek right after this. It's Full Metal Jackie. Derek Green of Sepultura with us on the show this week. Derek, musically and culturally, you're very worldly. How has having a whole world perspective been artistically beneficial to you?
Well, I think it's really something that was started. It started at a very young age, my mother being a music teacher, and I was open to a lot of different music at an early age, as far as different styles of music. My mother sang in a church, and she also was the choir director. She played piano. She also studied classical music. So at home, I was hearing a lot of classical, a lot of gospel. Then I got into a lot of jazz, then slowly moving into rock and then to underground hardcore and punk rock, and growing in that scene and going to shows. My first shows being a lot of hardcore and punk rock shows, and having that attitude and that kind of group being around that scene really helped me develop a very open mind. And with that open-mindedness, I was able to really appreciate just good music in general, not really put any kind of labels on so many things or try to box everything into a certain category, but just let everything flow in, you know, as far as being open to hear everything. So that happened, you know, at a very young age, and I'm glad that I was subjected to that and not put in such a closed environment where I wouldn't be able to witness a lot of the great music that's put out there.
Derek Green of Sepultura with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. New music from Upon a Burning Body and more with Sepultura's Derek Green. It's Full Metal Jackie. Sepultura singer Derek Green with us on the show this week. And joining Sepultura was an uncertain proposition for you for various reasons. What was the moment that enabled you to envision the long career you've ultimately had with the band?
I think my first trip to Brazil, when I went for the audition and got to actually meet the guys in the band, I think for me it was really important to have that connection as people, you know, getting along as friends and wanting to like them. I was very used to playing with people I grew up with, friends of mine, and jamming with them. That's how my musical career started, with playing live music. And so that was very important to me to have that connection. And I knew once I got to meet them, and if everything seemed to work out in that manner, then I knew that we could really pursue a career and grow from that. And once I got to meet them and spend a few weeks in Brazil after the first week, and I knew that there was something that was really bubbling, that was really happening. And then once I got back to New York, where I was living at the time, I knew that I really wanted to be in the band more than anything. After being with them, meeting their family, being in Brazil, being a part of that culture for such a short period of time, it made the prospect of being in the band even stronger, because I really went in with an open mind, feeling that, you know, if I get along with the guys, that's the first step. And I really did get along with them, and there was that connection. So I think once that happened, then I knew that, you know, a lot of things could move forward.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Derek Green of Sepultura with us. Derek, really great to catch up with you. Thank you so much for taking the time, and looking forward to seeing you out there in 2022.
Absolutely. Thanks again for having me, Jackie. I appreciate that.
Music from Judas Priest and more up next.